From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how the Arab language Al Jazeera channel is covering the U.S. presidential race.
The election is just 15 days away. Most polls show Barack Obama leading John McCain. But those polls also show that somewhere between 5 and 10% of likely voters, they are still undecided.
We've been reaching out to some of those undecided voters, focusing on some of the swing states, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania. So we're going to hear from a few of Day to Day's undecided voters.
My name is Chris Moody, and I reside in Shaker Heights, Ohio. My vote is undecided because neither of the big party candidates take responsibility for their party's actions. None of the candidates are people that I would want my child to emulate. None of them are honest, trustworthy, commonsensical folk that I would want to call friend.
My name is Vader Cole, and I'm from Michigan. I like many of Obama's ideas, and I think he would be a good president. However, he's talking about increasing taxes on people that make over $250,000. My husband and I make over $250,000 now. I'm a veterinary specialist who just finished a graduate program. I have over $100,000 worth of student loan debt. My student loan payment is more than what some people would pay for a mortgage. I feel like if you work hard and sacrifice to make a good living, you get punished. I'm not sure what I will do on election day.
This is John from Mayfield Heights, Ohio. I have voted Republican every presidential election since 1992. However, this year I find myself truly undecided. I am an anti-abortion Catholic considering voting for a pro-choice presidential candidate, and that is typical of the core of my indecision. Do I vote my pocketbook and optimism for a better future, or for those things on the moral front that are as equally important to me?
This is George McDonald, and I have a little bit of a cold. But John McCain is really four more years of George Bush's economic and social policies. I believe he will continue our crash course into the wall on the right. Barack Obama is a knee-jerk reaction to George Bush. I believe he will crash us into the wall on the left. Our country has been badly wounded in many areas and on many different levels, and it desperately needs somebody who will help it heal. We don't need more agendas, either left-wing or right-wing. We need healing. Thank you.
That's George McDonald from Pittsburgh. Our thanks to NPR member stations WVGR in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio, and WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for their help in bringing those voices to Day to Day. And if you are undecided and you want to share your thoughts or comments, we've got a special way for you to do it. We've created a map where you can enter your location, where you live, along with some writing. Tell us why. Explain why you have yet to make up your mind.
All the details and a link to the map are at our blog. That's npr.org/daydreaming. And if you are still undecided, stop by, let us know why, and we may use your comments on the air.